never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Alright, luister, kom ons skop net af en spring som onmiddellik in die bully video in. I just want to jump in immediately. Because I want to throw something else, and I want you to think about this and then send me your opinion. So what you have here is clearly a larger girl, clearly aggressive, and she's beating up a 15-year-old timid boy. Mm. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
That's Lana Mediface. Now, clearly, hierdie ouetjie verdedig homself nie. He's taking it. And she is, it's a very good example of a hardcore bully. And what she's doing to him is, obviously, all of us reacted the same way. Because it takes us back to the kind of behavior at school that ruined a lot of lives.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. Mm. And I wonder if you see, you might think that, always think, it's always the boys that bully, you know, the other kids. It's girls too, and it's basically 50-50. There's not one group that more bully as the other. It's basically the same kind of numbers. So here's my question, I just want to throw it out, and we go back to that Hansby example as well. Remember that woman was basically huge, dragging that little girl around by her hair. Nou, ek wil net gou vir jou vinnig hierdie vraag vra. To me, if the person is weaker than you, you should not be beating them up or acting violently against them or bullying them. Simple as that. Does it make a difference if the person doing the bullying is a male or a female? Yes?
No, not at all.
So here's my vraag, because a lot of people said the same thing. Good on you. You didn't do anything. You know, you're a gentleman. You stood your ground. You didn't. I would have slapped the ponytail off that little girl. I would have. If that would have been me, as I say, nou kan jy maar sê wat jy wil. Maar my vraag is altyd, if the woman, want it's altyd die ding van, you shouldn't hit back, because it's a woman. Here's my vraag. If you're much weaker than that woman, can you hit back? That's the question.
Well, I suppose that's the thing.
If you're much weaker, can you at least try to defend yourself?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's mostly about defending yourself and not actually, like, you know, perpetuating a violent situation.
Here's my vraag. But that's often my perception. It's always been like that, where you don't hit back because it's a girl.
Mm.
But what if the girl is a monster, much larger than you? Should you hit back?
Well, I guess then it's a fight, then it's not assault.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
So there's always for me this argument. Any person, male or female, weaker than you, this is not on at all. Violence is never on.
No.
But a person weaker than you, to me, as the strong, the emphasis should be on that, male or female.
Mm.
If that person is weaker than you, you should not be a victim. But if the person, male or female, if you have to defend yourself, you slap back if you're weaker. That's my opinion about this. Am I wrong or am I right?
I tend to think that, unfortunately, if you are the weaker person in that situation, you could possibly just enrage the bigger person even more.
My word of the say, my there's like perception from jy mag nie terugslaan because it's a girl.
Mm.
And I think we should throw that out the damn window. We should throw it out.
Yeah.
Van die hele ding van nee, ek mag nie, want is 'n meisie. If she's larger than you, that does not apply.
Mm.
If she's violent, she's larger than you, that rule should not apply. Then gentlemen, don't slap back kind of thing is out the window. And as the geval was, ek sê in hierdie geval, I think he was genuinely scared of her. Maar ek dink enige iemand wat sê, nee, jy moet nie terugslaan nie want is 'n vrou. As sy 'n monster is en sy's groter as jy, knock her off her feet.
I don't know. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think the people who don't hit back, it's sometimes more of a case of fight or flight. And that he was obviously so scared.
Right, whatever they said.
Yeah, whatever they said.
I think he was genuinely scared. And guess what? He's speaking to us this afternoon.
Oh.
That boy.
Sure.
He's going to be talking to us. And he'll tell you exactly what was going on there. And he opened a case of assault against this girl.
Good.
And good on you, boy.
Yeah.
Hy praat met ons vanmiddag, maar wat ek probeer sê is, daai hele gentlemanly ding, if that person doesn't matter what sex they are. Ek dink ons moet verby daai hele ding kom van ooh, ek mag nie. You may, if that person is violent against you and larger than you. Nou praat ek ook in huwelike, né? That happens in dit gebeur in huwelike. Where, you know, female abuse is happening. It's rife. You know, male abuse is happening as well.
Yes.
It's happening. Yes. Die vrou slaan die warm waks uit die ou. And he's taking it. Because you're a gentleman. You shouldn't. It's like, say, violence never the answer. Maar ek dink daar hele ding van, we should get over that. If that person is larger than you, you are in a dangerous situation. You need to do what you have to do to defend yourself. Simple
as that.
And survive.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.